Hello, hello, hello. I'm Chase Carrington, and welcome to the Chase Carrington Show on Anchor. I'm trying something new here on Anchor. The Bible Explained. I'm going to talk about Bible characters, stories, concepts, and ideas right here. And I'm starting with just talking about David, because I just finished listening to the Action Bible audiobook, which is actually really, really good. And I listened to the portion about David, and I have some interesting thoughts about David that I never really realized before. While for me, David and his story is probably one of the Bible stories I've read the most, but I still have some very interesting new thoughts that have just come to me. All coming up next on the Chase Carrington Show on The Bible Explained. I'm Chase Carrington. Stay tuned. My first observation here is about David and his son Absalom, and I found this really interesting, and especially the parallels that can be drawn between David and his son, in how they were both exile rebel leaders in a way, but then how David treated his enemy, his political, his warring enemies, is very different from how Absalom does. And also another thing to look at it, and that is David never really played politics against Saul. And so let's start with David. David, in a lot of ways, was kind of a rebellious populist leader. He just was kind of running from Saul, and then along the way, he picked up a lot of just kind of ordinary people and other people just kind of banded to his cause. And eventually he ended up leading the whole tribe of Judah. And kind of started out as like this kind of basically a bit of a guy hiding out. He never really striked against Saul in a military way, not that I can remember. But he would continue to try his best to resolve issues with Saul. But over time, he figures out that Saul is not going to accept him back ever. So what he does is he resigns himself to his rebel kingdom, is probably the best way to put it, and that is the tribe of Judah. And he leads that tribe, and he kind of keeps to himself for the most part. He doesn't really go against Saul, and there are a few other interesting stories I will bring up there during that kind of time where he's kind of a leader of this group. And of course, he was within striking range of Saul multiple times, about two times, and he could have killed Saul. But he never did that because he said that Saul was God's chosen king, and he did not want to displace him in a time that it other than God's timing. So one instance, he would cut a piece of Saul's robe and say, "Hey, I was this close, could have killed you." And Saul pledges, like, "Hey, I guess you're nice after all. I'm going to let you live. Maybe I should rethink my life." And whenever he'd say that, it didn't really stay that way, because usually something happened. Then he's like, "Well, actually, I still do want to kill you because I don't like you." Saul is a very interesting character, which I'd love to go in his story another time. So right now we're talking about Absalom and David and how they contrast and parallel. So then Absalom is the rebellious son of David. And this is the first major difference that you'll see between Absalom and David, and that is Absalom at his heart is a schemer. And you can just see this, how he plotted against his older brother, Amnon, for revenge, because Amnon himself was very evil and troublesome. But the fascinating thing about him is, first of all, he's a schemer. Second of all, he did leverage a lot of political scheming and processes to try to rebel against David. And in the end, he ends up getting some political deserters to his side and a good following, as well as taking over a whole town who then flocked to his cause. Now, Absalom, they are similar in the way that they are both being rebellious to their leaders, to their current kings, and they feel like they are entitled to their kings. Now, of course, the first things first, Absalom did not have the Lord's blessing at any time. That is the first major difference. And then David was always very defensive. He kind of became this almost populist icon, not on purpose. He was just kind of running away from Saul. He had a few friends, a few family members kind of riding with him, but then eventually just so many people flocked to him, and before he knew it, he had a fighting force. And of course, he would work in defense, but usually he would work for the good of Israel as a whole. Like, he'd liberate cities, even when they would turn on him as soon as Saul gave them the opportunity. So this is really interesting. So Absalom, of course, meets an end that is very undesirable. He ends up being killed by another problematic character in David's palace, and that is Joab, which I could talk all day about him. But Absalom, there are different similarities, but the major difference is Absalom's rebellion was not sanctioned or encouraged by God. And also, his rebellion was very scheming and very active in the way that he was actively looking to subvert, to kill, to destroy, and to sabotage. And he would surround himself with other such schemers. And that ended up being his downfall when in his arrogance, he accepted the advice of an advisor who turned out to be the advisor who was still loyal to David. So he gave him advice that ended up being his undoing. So it's a really interesting story to see Absalom and David. I just was listening to these stories and I realized the kind of parallel there. Because you realize David has basically become the guy he's the king. And another thing is it's like the coin flips upside down in a lot of ways. Instead, David's the one on the run, even when Absalom is the rebellious one. And David is the one who is peaceful and calm in his response, but Absalom's the one that is aggressive and wants to take out David and his family and all of Jerusalem and rule all of Israel. So I found that pretty interesting. What do you guys think of my observations in this part? So this is the Bible Explained. I'm just trying this out, talk about the Bible, characters, stories, ideas, concepts, all that in the Bible. I hope you find it interesting. I'm still getting used to this new version of Anchor, so I hope this works out the way I want it to. I may add to this episode later so we can talk more about David. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Call in. I'm Chase Carrington, and you're listening to The Chase Carrington Show, Bible Explained.